Chad Parton plays in his living room with his wife and young son.
Oh, there it is. You tried to get the boulder to run over the car, didn't you?
Yes.
He lives in a newer two-story home about a mile from Fort Gillem. Parton and his wife thought they'd found the perfect house when they purchased it 5 years ago. But then Parton got a flyer on his door. The Army wanted to test Parton's home for chemicals in the air, which could be potentially hazardous to human health. That's when Parton became worried.
We don't feel safe here. I have a four-year-old son, and I'm concerned every day of him sleeping here and what kind of things it's doing to his body. My wife has constant headaches. My dog has a growth on the side of her head. Now, those may not be anything attributed to this kind of stuff, but who knows?
After finding out about the potential contamination 9 months ago, Parton's wife and son started staying with family members in Noonan 4 days a week.
I don't get to see them at all, and that's hard. It's stressful.
Parton's home was eventually tested, and the Army told him his home was safe. But he also got a letter from Georgia environmental officials saying there were hazardous chemicals. Now Parton is unsure he'll ever be able to sell his home or get any of the equity he's put into it.
And even if my home's safe, the outlying area isn't. Other homes aren't. The creek behind our house is contaminated, and the whole stigma on the area and the home is already there.
State environmental officials thought several streams and creeks near Parton's home posed enough of a problem that they convinced the Army to put up signs warning residents. But the Army says residents shouldn't be alarmed because the level of contaminants is low. That said, Army officials say you probably shouldn't drink the water in those streams. From the 1940s through the 1970s, it was still legal to bury things like medical supplies, pesticides, and chemicals at Fort Gillem. And eventually, some of those chemicals seeped into ground and surface water. In October, the Army held an open house at a local city hall. Contractors showed the results of air quality tests to residents and asked others to sign up for future sampling.
So you'll probably get a call from us in December to schedule when we can come by in January, February, because that's when the next set will be.
Residents could view maps of the testing area and got flyers with explanations about hazardous chemicals. Some felt they got their questions answered, but others say the information was confusing. Dana Lemon owns a nearby funeral home, which hasn't been tested.
You know, it's just one of those situations where there's so much technical information, we're not really sure what the implications are for our building.
And at this point, she says,
we don't know. We don't know whether we should be concerned or not.
Tom Letterly is the Army's Division Chief for Base Realignment and Closure. He spoke to me from the Pentagon. Letterly says the Army tested 69 properties this year. And in most of them, the Army didn't find a connection between the chemicals in the groundwater and the toxic vapor entering homes. Letterly says the Army is finding higher levels of certain chemicals in those properties than in the groundwater.
That indicates that maybe there's another source.
So what does he think those sources are?
Some of these chemicals are associated with household cleaners, other products, solvents, paint, things like that.
But Letterly says the Army will clean up the contamination if further testing shows it's responsible.
And the residents that I talked to, I told them that if it's an Army problem, we'll help fix it.
Letterly says the Army has been cleaning up Fort Gillem and surrounding areas for decades. He says those efforts include a previous air quality study within some nearby homes. An environmental survey obtained by WABE says the Army knew as early as 1982 that contaminants were seeping into water outside Fort Gillem. And 10 years ago, a report by the U.S. Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry said the potential for hazardous chemicals within homes near Fort Gillem may exist. The agency urged the Army to inform residents and conduct air quality testing inside houses. Letterly says he's unaware of the report. He took over the Fort Gillem project 3 years ago.
Since I inherited it, we've been moving just as fast as we can to try to get this done.
But some environmental experts think the Army could have acted sooner.
Why did it take 10 years? That's my question.
Ralph Arcangeli was a project manager for a company contracting with the Army Corps of Engineers on the Fort Gillem project between 1999 to 2003. Arcangeli says he and others performed soil gas testing near homes, which found trichloroethylene. That's a solvent that can cause liver and kidney problems after long-term exposure. And he says that should have triggered air quality testing in homes. But he says, to the best of his knowledge, that didn't happen until this year.
The Army has done a lot of work at Fort Gillem, but when it came to evaluating off-site issues, they were very slow in that execution.
For years, the Army's been working voluntarily with state environmental officials. And Bert Langley with the Georgia Environmental Protection Division says that's made the cleanup process harder.
The difficulty with any voluntary process in this arena is that when two groups, us and the Army, disagree, there's not, for want of a better word, a referee, as in a court system, that can make a decision.
Langley says about 70% of the properties tested have levels that are unsafe for human health. And he says state officials believe the Army is responsible.
We're seeing some levels of contamination in basements and below slabs that would lead us to think it came from the actual groundwater contaminant plume, as opposed to what people may naturally have in their homes.
He also thinks the testing the Army is currently doing could have been done sooner.
They could have moved forward easily 5 years ago, maybe even further back than that.
In September, the EPA issued an order to require the Army to move quicker to take corrective measures for homes with hazardous chemicals. But after meeting with the Army, EPA officials are still determining whether the order needs to be followed. In the meantime, the Army has agreed to install an air ventilation system in a local daycare center. Some residents aren't waiting to find out if the Army will do the same for them. The home Susan Martin Morgan was renting tested positive for toxic vapors this past summer. And this was her shortly after the testing was conducted.
Concerned about me having my Down syndrome brother-in-law and my grandbaby and my daughter, pregnant daughter here again, I'm very concerned about the water, the air, the rebreathing.
Martin Morgan also has health issues, which she said could be related to the hazardous air.
Later in the night, I feel like I just can't breathe.
But the Army recently told Martin Morgan its initial testing doesn't show the military is to blame for the toxic vapor within her home. Martin Morgan didn't buy that. And because she was worried for her health, she packed up all of her belongings and moved away from the Fort Gillem area. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.